Hi, everybody. My name's Frank Armato, and this is my wife, Nikki.
Hi.
We've been going to Tiffany. Well, I've been going to Tiffany for about 31 years now, and my wife has been going for, 3 years?
About 3 years.
About 3 years.
Closer to four.
And we wanted to share our testimony of faith in regards to our pledge, stemming back from about a year and a half ago when we began praying for what the Lord would want us to pledge, to be stretched, and to really be mindful of what we can give, and to make sure that we heard from the Lord in regards to that. And we wanted to be faithful. Not only did we want to make sure we gave, but we wanted to be faithful in making sure that we were going to be able to fulfill that pledge. We don't really have this incredible, great unicorn rainbow story of how we inherited money since we gave this our pledge. And I've been blessed with a fairly good job already, and Nikki loves her job, and she's been doing well with her salon. She's on the salon with her mom and sister, a small little salon up north here. And so we've just been very content. So when we asked the Lord to stretch us into what we should give, we both prayerfully considered that, and it was a pretty big amount that we both came up with, and we prayed about it. We wanted, again, to make sure that we can, that we fulfill that regardless. We heard great stories about the Lord's faithfulness, and He'll increase your giving tenfold and things of that nature. And that would have been great, but that wasn't our intent. That wasn't our motivator. What we wanted to do is make sure that we were faithful, with our giving. And so when we made that commitment, we had a couple setbacks in regards to our expenses that came about in our household, unbeknownst to us, as you know, most couples do. But these were pretty substantial. But yet we prayed about our commitment, and we stayed faithful to that. And so we gave the first half right after the pledge campaign dinner, which really was exciting and we felt really good about. And then we followed back up with the second half at the end of that year. And we didn't look back. And so why we wanted to share this with you is that the Lord has been faithful to us, regardless of different setbacks that came across our path, our journey during that time. Ava, our youngest daughter, had a little setback and entailed some clinical therapy outside of the Kansas City area that really kind of stretched us in regards to moving monies around and committing to that. But we wanted to stay faithful in regards to our giving. Our tithe hadn't changed. Our commitment to the campaign hadn't changed. But we just wanted to stay faithful and committed to the Lord in regards to that. I will have to say that during the course of this campaign, there were some monumental milestones that we accomplished through it. I was able to finish my doctorate and went back to school. And that took about 3.5-4 years, and with the support of Nikki. And the last thing, which has been a really an incredible blessing, was my book. I was able to publish that again with the blessing and support of my wife, counsel with some great godly friends, Pastor Barry, and many of you out there that were praying for me through that whole time. So we've been really blessed. So I guess what we want to just say is, you know, just step out in faith. That's what we did, and we know that God's faithfulness is just so abundant, and He has blessed us incredibly through this whole window of time and continues to bless us. And we're excited about this new phase, this new capital campaign coming up, where we can perfectly consider giving as well and know that God's faithfulness and His hand will be in it. So we challenge you to do that as well.
Well, good morning, Tiffany Fellowship Church. I am Brittany Jobcar, and I have had the pleasure of serving as our communications director for the Capital Campaign. I've gotten to work alongside Pastor Duane as the director of the Capital Campaign, and of course, Pastor Barry, the decision maker. And we are just a small part of the team that has been involved with this project, I Build the Church. And for those of you who maybe haven't heard of what I Build the Church is, it is our Capital Campaign and subsequent construction project that has been going on since November of 2019. So we're sitting at starting on year three. So this is really exciting. And like I said, while there are three of us up here, we are just a small representative of the team. There's been a full design and construction team, including Joe Lampin, our architect, Don Alexander, our general contractor, Joey Phillips, our on-site construction manager, and Rosemarie Claire, who I'm calling her the owner representative. I asked my husband, I'm like, what would you call what she does? And he's like, there is no name. It's just all the things. So she translates between the staff and the construction team and then brings it back, and it's a huge job. And then in addition to that, our staff, I can say this because I'm not on staff, so it's not awkward, has been just so stretched, and they have all just risen to the challenge. Most of you may not know, but right before when we started this project, right, there were months of planning that went into not having Sunday service in this room. Like Pastor Barry has talked about it, it looks really simple on Sunday morning, but guys, I was in those meetings. It's not simple, and the amount of work that went into getting the lower level ready and all of that, I mean, the staff just rose to the challenge, and then you've got now, like, do y'all even have offices? We joked your office is the cafe right now. Like,
I have an office suite, which is called the cafe. So anytime you want to come and visit, just come on over for a cup of coffee.
You have a bathroom in your suite, too.
Well, adjacent.
Right.
Bathroom adjacent. So they've been going through stuff, packing us up, moving things. It's been a huge, huge project. And the truth is, it's been nothing short of a miracle. And Pastor Barry, you know, this has been a long time in the making. You've told us the story a little bit, but would you tell us, you know, about this project? What's going on?
Well, it's been nearly 30 years since major construction has happened in this church. And if you include the lower level, it's probably on 40 years since anything has been done to, you know, upgrade and refurbish this facility that we have here. And so for years and years and years, probably about a decade, the elders and myself, I've been talking about, if you're a part of our membership, you come to our membership meeting, our annual business meeting, we've been talking about it for years, redeeming space and using the footprint and figuring out how we can use this facility the best possible way. And we even had discussions about buying some property somewhere else and relocating the whole thing. We did some feasibility studies. We talked to consultants. We knew we needed a better space. We've outgrown our children's facilities, and Pastor Matt does a Herculean job and effort at kind of keeping those spaces the best way we know how, and just weren't using this facility to the best of its potential. I recall some elders meetings. I see some elders here who are part of those meetings. I remember Bob Herzig, when he was on the elders, he was saying, we ought to sell this place to like a famous Dave's barbecue and get a big price for that and relocate the place. I remember Jason Logan, who was on our elder team, was like, Quick Trip, they would want this. They would want this. They'd like to relocate over here. They would buy it. I mean, we came up with all kinds of different ideas to try to have a better facilities. And so I remember Eddie Harwood, who is an elder here now and is sitting here in the congregation today, he said in one meeting, he said, when are we going to stop talking and actually do something? You remember saying that, Eddie? Whew, that was rough. He's right, man. We're doing all the talking and we're not doing anything. Eddie's kind of one of those action guys. So we did a feasibility study. We paid an architect some money for some preliminary drawings, and away we went. First round of capital campaign that we began in 2019 was my first capital campaign as a pastor in this church. I had been part of other campaigns in other churches, but this was the first one here. And phase one in the auditorium was completed ahead of schedule and under budget. We give God the glory for that. Amen.
Pastor Barry, if it's okay, I'd like to talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Because when we were preparing for this, we talked about miracles, and you know, we say that all the time. Phase one was completed ahead of schedule and under budget. And over in accounts of the early church, we see that those miracles precede belief. Like they are what they compel people to believe. And one of the reasons we continue to be excited about this project is because it's continuing to be a testimony of God's glory. So we started the capital campaign in November of 2019, and then we started construction in March 2020, right? And so we started ripping up carpet March 9th,
mm-hmm.
and we had our first and only service in the lower level, because now we call it the lower level, because it's the basement is, it's not as scary. Like Brad said, it's not as, guys, that place used to be scary. So now we call it the lower level. We had that one service on March 15th,
yeah.
and later that week, everything. Yeah,
that's when the whole country shut down. It's amazing. We never wasted a penny, but we literally put thousands of dollars into sprucing up that lower level so we could have services there. We put a whole new concrete slab outside the door. We put brand new doors, and we put new, you know, equipment in that room, and we used it one Sunday. And when Brittany and the youth group went back in that room, they went, "Gee, thanks. This is great. We love it. Thanks for all the money you dumped into this down here." And so then we started construction, and we started opening. And I want to say our church, let me just say this, I just say it to the glory of God, we opened before many churches in the area because we just wanted to have church again. We were able to distance and with the new chairs and things. And so we had our first service in this brand new auditorium when we reopened because of COVID, and we've been going on since then.
That's awesome. And so the part of this miracle, I want to kind of backtrack just a little bit. You know, it was a little bit scary. We had just ripped up all the carpet, right? So there was like this room, glue on the floor, wood up here. Like there's no floor, there was no seating.
There's a picture.
Like it's just yeah.
She can put a picture up there.
Yeah, right. there's a picture in there. But yeah, that was what happened. And then the world just kind of shut down. And as we were talking about it, you know, there was months of planning, and I'm pulling the curtain back here. They did research on all the different places we could go. Mm-hmm. Then we had to figure out storage for things that we had to put in places so that we could be downstairs. Pastor Emily and Brad did all kinds of stuff with the sound and the lighting so that we could have a service down there. And then in a matter of seconds, it was, hey, I've got an Amazon cart full of what we need so that we can stream down there because we're not meeting down there anymore. So
yeah, I remember Brad Linger called me and he goes, since the whole nation is going to streaming, do you think we should up our streaming game? And I went, yes, how do we do that? And he said, I'll take care of it. I'm like, oh man, thank God for people like that just kind of took care of it.
So we were scheduled at that point, we were going to be downstairs for 13 Sundays, 13 Sundays. And, you know, that was going to be stressful. That was going to be a lot of things. And in those initial planning meetings, but Joey Phillips wrote down a different date that he had in mind that we were going to be in this room. And when it was April of 2020, we were touring this space, and I remember him coming out hesitantly excited because rumblings had happened that we were ahead of schedule. And he was like hesitant, but really excited to tell us that Mother's Day, we were going to be in here
right
on Mother's Day. And then the miracle of it, the really cool part, was where he showed us, he had circled it on his drawings that that was the Sunday we were going to be here.
Yeah.
And we were here because of COVID. Because COVID, there were so many people that had to shut down their projects because of COVID that all of the subcontractors were like, pick me, can I come now? Pick me, can I come now? And so that it was a very different construction landscape back then. Now, the schedule was only part of the miracle. The other part was being under budget, because that is really relatively unheard of. So that was awesome. Pastor Duane, can you give us a glimpse of the numbers? Tell us what that looked like.
Well, being a huge congregation that we are, thousands of people, we knew there'd be millions of dollars available, right? But we set a goal to reach $1 million in the first round of the capital campaign. We had $680,000 committed, which is incredible, I think. And in the 2 years, $645,000 has come in.
Could I just break in and just, I know.
No.
No? Okay. We were in an elders meeting just Wednesday, and we were talking about it, and they said, is that good? I mean, 95% came in, is that good? I said, is that good? That's miraculous. Why didn't we get all of it in? I said, you know what? When we take up missions pledge, we're happy if 60% of it comes in, really, honestly. And so 95% of the pledge come in, that's awesome. That's a miracle. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Amen. In addition to fully funding phase one, we upgraded the sound system at $40,000. We repaired the parking lot, $160,000. And just a tremendous investment, because if we had not spent $160,000, we'd probably be spending $500,000. I mean, saved a lot of money by investing earlier. And then remodeled the entrance to the lower level at $14,000. Then paid off the mortgage at $40,000. Huh? Now, I'll remind you, all this happened during COVID. When other churches were closing, some not open, reopening, mass exodus from churches, the economy was affected. We didn't lay off any staff. We didn't cut off any missionaries. Paid off the mortgage. And no government bailout. Didn't receive a penny from the government.
Awesome. Can I say one? Our district superintendent and the district staff called me and they said, Pastor Barry, are you going to take the PPO money? And I said, I don't think we are. And he said, you're crazy. They're giving it to everyone. And I said, I think God's got this. We didn't take a penny. And now churches are being called, they're hiring a bunch of IRS agents, they're gonna do audits. All the churches that took money are probably gonna get audited. We didn't take a penny. And God has been our provider since the beginning. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you, Pastor Dwayne. I love that you mentioned paying off the mortgage. The Job Car House is very much a budget house. My three-year-old already argues with her daddy about what is in the budget. I'm serious. I'm serious. It's all the time. Daddy, that is in the budget. Nope, you have to turn the water off. All right. So the fact that we prioritized being debt-free was really exciting to us. But personally, I was jazzed because being debt-free really sets us up for the future. Every dollar that comes in, it's not promised to anyone. It can go into growing and being a part of what we do. It's ministry here. And, you know, Pastor Barry, you told us about the early stages of the project and looking into all the different options because we needed something better. Better for what exactly? Tell us about the vision for this church.
Well, we chose to update our existing facility as opposed to going somewhere else because we saw the potential of what we had here on Barry Road. This is a prime piece of property. And we have an exit from I-29 just literally a block and a half away and just across the street from Zona Rosa. Furthermore, we have at this location, and Brad Linger, who did the announcements, said it perfectly, we have unused and deteriorating space that had laid dormant and virtually unused since I arrived as pastor 14 years ago. Why buy new space when God can redeem, restore, and resurrect old space for his glory and his future glory? I mean, isn't that the gospel? So this, listen, I'm giving you the gospel. This is my sermon for today. That's what God does. He redeems, he restores, and he resurrects old, unused space. Perhaps you're here today and you've felt that about your life. What? My life is a shambles. My life is a wreck. I've done so many things in my past. Listen, that's the story of the gospel. Jesus restores, he redeems, and he resurrects. Let me just say something. Joey Phillips, our construction manager, is here this morning. He's going to be giving some tours, and I encourage you to go on the tours. We can't let children in there because it still is a construction area, but ask Joey to tell you what he found down there when he was starting to demo that space. A virtual graveyard of dead rodents. There, I said it. Am I lying, Joey? You want to talk about a cemetery? You want to talk about dead, unused spaces being redeemed, being restored, being resurrected? That's what God does to lie. We're sharpening our tool here. We're getting ready to make this place a perfect tool for the glory of God in the future. And so resurrection and restoring and raising up dry bones, that's what we're about, and I'm excited about that. Let me just say this. This church, as long as I'm the pastor here, and I think the elders of this church are committed, I know they're committed to this too, will always be a church where Scripture will be taught in its purest form. And can I tell you something? Let me just say this. You can't count on that happening in churches nowadays. In fact, some of the largest church in the Kansas City area has progressive teachings in it. They've let go of the orthodox teachings of Scripture. That will not be the case in this church. And I believe God's in this because it's going to be harder and harder to find Bible-believing churches anymore, and this place will always be one. Sound teaching being met with the resources to support it in the kids' department, a growing staff to support growing ministries. I believe that one day this church will be used and teaching the gospel will be taught here. Classes will be taught here 7 days a week. I see that. Lives being restored. And this step is going to get us quite a bit along that way. In fact, quite honestly, we did phase one first, and we should have done phases two and three first, really, because the children's space needed it. We did this phase because we wanted you to see what could be done, the potential. As Brad Linger said, probably half of you in this room or more have never even been down to the lower level. You probably didn't even know we had a lower level. And I would encourage you to go out there and take that tour following the service. But we're going to use all this space, and it's going to be redeemed, and it's going to be good. It's going to be nice. I went down there at the beginning, and I had a hard time seeing it. I'm like, Joey was saying, this is where your office is going to be. And I'm like, oh, wow. I just don't know if I can be down here. But now it's starting to take shape, and it's going to be great. And we're going to preach the gospel. You say, oh, Pastor Brady, the church is people. Yes, this is a tool. This building is a tool. Buildings have always been a tool for God. They met in the book of Acts at the beginning. They met in the temple courts. The church building was just a tool for the people of God to preach the gospel from. So we're going to do it greater and stronger and longer and hard. God's bringing in teachers, teaching new classes, and we're gonna make sure that happens here in the future.
That's so good. Again, I kind of want to pull the curtain back on this because at the beginning of 2019, we actually took a look at our brand, which is that visual, the side that we all see, our logo, the colors, the things that we kind of communicate, our website. We took a look at all of that stuff, which actually was quite timely when we had to go online, and at least we were all cleaned up online, so that was good. But when we did that, we went through, I took the staff through a strategic exercise of identifying and writing down who we are as a church and where we believe God is taking us. And in that, we did what was called brand pillars, and these are what they are. So this position is who we are. This is who we documented as a church, who we are. We are governed by the Word. We hold the Bible as our highest rule of faith and conduct, and like all of y'all, I see you nodding your heads because Pastor Barry says that pretty much every Sunday. That was a pretty easy one for us to document. The other one is Spirit-led. We pursue and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in everything we do at Tiffany Fellowship Church, including this project. We believe that this is for such a time as this. There is a reason why we are doing it, and there's a reason why we're doing it right now. And then these other two are the promise, where we believe we're going, what the actual action is that we are doing as a church. And the first one is community builders, and that's because we had to put a name on what all of this, the scripture behind of all of it. You know, we know that iron sharpens iron, two are better than one, and when we come together, God moves. That's why we partner with God to reach the lost, develop disciples, and our community and in our community and abroad. It's what we do here in the Northland. We are building disciples. I love how that ties in with your 7 days a week. When you say that, it's like, oh my goodness, this building's going to be open 7 days a week. Are you sure? Yes, we're sure. There's teaching. There's so much good in Scripture that we want to get into the hands of people. And then the last one is unlimited potential. We take our commission seriously, and we trust Him to do more than we can ask, see, or imagine, and we will do so until Christ's return. And that doesn't stop for a global pandemic. That doesn't stop when things get hard. We will do so until Christ returns. And that, to me, is, it's so great to see how this plays in with this project. Because as a church, we're called to grow. We're not called to be stagnant. It's make disciples. It's an action word. And so the fact that we have been in line with what we determined in the past and where we believe God is taking us in the future, that makes me personally excited. I think that really should make us excited. But the fact is, there is work between where we are right now and where we're going, and there's very real opposition to it. Pastor Duane, let's talk numbers again. What's happening with phases 2 and 3 in the numbers?
Well, phase 1 primarily is in the upper level and on the east side. Phase 2 and 3 is on the west side and the upper and lower level. And so we'll have classrooms for discipleship. Jesus said not just to go and make converts, but to make disciples of all nations. This would be for youth, for children, for adults. Create a safer, better space for kids and improve security. That's going to be more and more significant as the days come. New offices. I'm the only one that's got to move from a nice, huge office suite to a rather compact office, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice. And it's functional, not fancy. I was sitting out in my office the other day, just overseeing the landscape, and I was thinking how well this has been done. It's not fancy. It's not exorbitant. It's just functional. It's just well done, but with class, right? The other thing I noticed was there's no Barry Clare Memorial. Did you notice that?
That's right.
We didn't name the auditorium after Pastor. We're not naming any of the educational wings after him. We're not naming the facility after him. We're not, at least I don't know that we are. Are we going to put your picture up next week? Is that significant for you? It's all being done to the best of our ability, to the glory of God.
Amen. That's right. That's
it's all about Jesus and his kingdom. Construction has started and is estimated to be completed around March of 22, I think. And we're extending the capital campaign one more year with the hopes of raising $500,000 in the next 12 months. We already raised $680,000 almost in 2 years. What could God do in this last month, this last year that we have? I know we can't do it in the natural, right? This is not a natural endeavor. This is a spiritual endeavor. This is a faith walk. And as so many have testified, we're limited in what we can do, but God's unlimited in what he can do through us. So I'm excited about what God's going to do in this last chapter.
That's awesome. The $500,000 in the next 12 months, that's, like you said, that's a really big goal. And you know, it's no secret that construction is hard. And I asked my husband to define for me, he's in construction as well, I asked him to define the supply chain problem, and he called it a dumpster fire. That's what he called it. He's like, the current supply chain problem is a dumpster fire. Just everything not coming in, it's not available. It'll be available in 6 months. Oh, hey, it's just a mess. And then you've got inflation. It's all taking a toll on the project that we're doing right now. So Pastor Barry, give us a little glimpse as to what we're facing.
Well, I could do that. And I've certainly been around it enough to know it. But I asked our contractor, Don Alexander, if he would come in. And let me just say something. One of the miracles that we have in this church with this project is Allison and Alexander Construction Company. Do you know they are one of the most professional? They have done so many buildings in the area, big, huge buildings. And Don's a member of our church, and he said, I'm going to come in, and we're going to throw a whole weight of our company behind this, and we're not going to take a penny. Not a penny. So I could explain all that. Well, praise God, yeah. Yeah. Don's here somewhere, I think, or he's going to be part of the, he's going to be down, oh, there he is, Don. He's going to be, help you with the tour. He's going to be down there with the tour. You got any questions? Don's down there. He and Joey will answer it. I'm not even going down there. Anyway, I could do that, but I've asked him to come in and just tell, so he's, we sat down with a camera, and let's just let him tell you what's going to happen, what we're facing.
I'm Don Alexander with Allison and Alexander. My wife, Faye, and I are members here at Tiffany Fellowship Church. We've been coming here for years. We're excited about the church and excited about the people. We really feel at home, and we feel a lot of love when we're here, and we feel led that we're in the right spot. When I realized that we were going to do a building project, we volunteered to take part in it, and as some of you may know, we've completed phase one. It went very well. We were ahead of schedule and really below budget on it. And with the help of Joey Phillips, we were blessed to have him. Most of you may know Joey, but he's extremely a good asset. He really cares about what goes on these projects, and he puts 100% heart and soul into it. We're very blessed to have him. We are also now working on phase two and three, and have successfully bid those projects out, with the exception of a few items that's got to be completed. And we've actually started construction, and it's going on right now. We are facing some construction challenges. As some of you may know, that our whole world is dealing with problems with supply chain, they call it, and material shortages and price instability. I mean, just look at what the price is at the gas pump right now. And the how that affects us is that when you bid a project, you get firm pricing on it, and some of the guys that some of the contractors having trouble holding their prices, and some are even having problem performing the job. So I talked to Pastor Barry some time ago, and you know, I asked him if we could ask the church for prayer. We believe that this is God's in this mission to do this church. We believe he's in the mission of Tiffany Fellowship Church, and we see him working. And it's natural to, when you're doing something good, it's natural that there's going to be storms and problems. That I've been doing it a lot of years, and that's not unnatural. I believe the answer to that is prayer. And I believe God wants us to reach out to him and ask for help. He wants to be a part of what we're doing, and we need that. Our job needs that. Our whole construction project needs that kind of prayer. And I believe that we'd like to ask the church, if collectively as a church, if you'd think of this project and keep us in prayer. And we believe that God will come through.
Let me just say something very important, very important. $500,000 is a bare necessity. It's a bare necessity. If we can raise this amount of money, it will keep us from having to get a mortgage. It'll keep us debt-free. But we will still have to dip into our reserves that we've set aside for emergency and for growth. Like, we're believing God, and we're even interviewing candidates for a new youth pastor position. We still want to grow, and we still want to do that, but we don't want to use all of our reserves for that. And since the beginning, let me just say this, I'll just be candid with you and say, since the beginning of 2021, we are $90,000 behind in our budget for giving. $90,000. And when I talk to people about that, they say, well, our church is debt-free. You don't need our money. Yes, we do. We still have ministries. We still have a budget. We are debt-free. And praise God for that, but we won't be very much longer if the trends continue. And by God's grace, I want to stay debt-free. So I'm asking this congregation to help us redeem dry bones and resurrect dead space. redeem dry bones and resurrect dead space.
I love that that redemption is literally being built into the fabric of this building. So when people walk through the doors of this building, we get to tell them the miracle of what is happening in this church and what has happened through the project that's going on here. You know, we've said it over and over. We believe that God is still in this project. And when this building is done, this is really only the beginning. Once we have this building is a tool. But like you said, there's a vision for this building to be open 7 days a week. There's a vision for more ministry. There's a vision for this church to continue and to grow in being a beacon here on Berry Road. So this is only the beginning of the call to go deeper, because once it's ready, then throw a dart on the map of where we can volunteer. It's going to be throw six darts on the map of where we can volunteer. That shouldn't be scary to us. That should be exciting, because there's a place for you to plug in. There's a place for us to be a part of what God is doing. And so, Pastor Berry, would you close us out and let us know as a congregation what we can be doing right now?
Okay. I'm happy to do that. I have a vision for this church. I believe God's in this church, but we need you. We need you to be a part of that. It's like we sang that song. We're going to sing it in just a few minutes again. It's your church. We're your church. Build it, Lord, from the ground up. Here's what I'm asking every attender of Tiffany Fellowship Church to do. Okay? Take home the pledge card that you received today when you walked in the door. You should have received a pledge card. If you didn't get one, there's plenty for you to get. We want you to get one. Take it home. I know we have that box out there, and I want you to take it home, and I want you to pray over it. Pray about it. Just ask God what He would have you to do and what He would have you to give. Rosemarie and I are going to extend our giving at the same level as we did before for 1 year. We had a stretch goal, and we met it, and God has been faithful and supernaturally faithful. And so I want his blessing on my finances for another year. And so we're going to tighten up. We're going to do it. We're going to continue our pledge for another year. It's going to be a stretch, but I believe God is in this church, and He's directing the future of this ministry. Here's my three asks. One of these, will you do one of these three things? Number one, if you're new here, or you didn't pledge to the campaign in 2019, take this card home and ask God what He would have you to do for 2022. Take it home, bring it back in 2 weeks. Bring it back in 2 weeks and ask God what He would have you to do. That's number one. Number two, if you did give to the campaign in 2019, God bless you, and we love you, and we know God is blessing you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to prayerfully consider extending your pledge for an additional year. We did a two-year campaign in 2019. We just 1 year. All we need is 1 year. Extend your pledge for 1 year. And number three, hear me out. If you have never given to God, I'm going to ask the musicians to come. We're going to close. If you've never given to God through this church or any other church, and let me just say, there are those of you in this room today, there are those of you watching online, you've been attending, you've been blessed, you've been ministered to by this church. If you've never given anything to God through this church or any other church, here's what I want you to do. Don't make a campaign pledge. Start by giving your tithe to God. I don't want your first gift to God to be the campaign pledge. It needs to be your tithe. That's His already. You know. So if you've never given to God through this church or any church, start with your tithe. Start by giving God the first 10% of your income, as He has asked you to do in the Bible. I don't want, again, your first gift to God to be the capital campaign. Start tithing today. We have generous people in this church, very, very generous people in the church. We could not have come this far without the generosity of God's people in this church. And we're grateful to you, very grateful to you. Stand with us to the completion of this project. Let me say something. God has gotten a lot of glory, but we've got to finish well. We got to finish this task. And if everyone would give to God the tithe, we would never have to have a campaign. We would never have to have a capital campaign. We would be looking for places to invest God's money, and that's true. So if you've never given to God, start with the tithe. Will you pray with me? Father God, I thank you for this, your generous people, and I pray you'll bless them. As Frank And Nikki said in the video we just watched moments ago, be faithful. We recognize that if we're faithful to you, you're going to be faithful to us. You've promised us that. You'll meet every need we have. You'll stand with us through the various challenges that we have. And Lord, we know of people in this church who through their giving and your challenge to them and their giving, you bless them supernaturally and miraculously. And we ask you to do that in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of an unsteady economy. Lord, you can let your church be built from the ground up. We can finish this project. And in Jesus' name, we will not fail. In Jesus' name, we will not fail. So help us, oh God. We trust in you. We rely on you. I pray that you'd convict hearts and lives here today. They would bring this card back next week. And Lord, we would go on. We would go on to see you glorified in this project. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Everyone said...
Thank you for joining us in the Tiffany Fellowship Sermon Series. We truly hope that you were moved by the Word of God. It is our desire to see you built up in your faith, adding to the unity and strength of God's kingdom. You're invited to get connected at Tiffany Fellowship Church. If you're hearing the inspirational words of God for the first time, we would like to extend a helping hand in the decisions that are before you. So be encouraged to contact any of our staff members to meet and pray over the life-changing choices God has for you. As we close, our prayer is that the Lord will richly bless you, showing His kindness, compassion, and love to you. As well, if you are so moved, we would like to afford you the opportunity to give generously in support of this ministry and simply point to our available online giving opportunities. Be blessed in this day. Be continually encouraged by God's Word.